姊妹。
And tomorrow a sister will testify.
啊，这样很好哈，有弟兄姊妹啊来做蒙恩的见证。
This is a very good opportunity for brothers and sisters to give their testimony of grace.
我们在见证之开始啊，我们求主耶稣圣灵来带领我们。
So before they come, the testifier comes up, let us kneel down and pray together and ask the Lord to guide them.
我们祈求啊啊，给见证的人啊，加添他们的能力、口才。
And we ask the Lord to bless the testifier, the speaker, with eloquence and speech.
让他把主耶稣的恩典呢啊述说的啊非常详尽。
So that they can explain all of the blessings and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，可以来荣耀神，来造就我们的灵性。
And that they may glorify God and edify our faith.
我们在开始之前呢，我们同心来祷告。
And so before we begin, let us kneel down and pray in one accord.
让讲的人跟我们听的人勉励一下。
And so before the testifier comes up to speak, I'd like to use two verses for our encouragement.
啊，在诗篇二十二篇。
Psalm 22.
二十三节。
In Psalm 22, verse 23.
这里说，你们敬畏主的人要赞美他。
That you who fear the Lord praise him.
啊，所以我们在聚会之前啊，啊，诗颂啊，然后祷告，都是在赞美神。
And so during our service, we sing hymns to praise him.
哦，敬畏神的主神的人啊，都要赞美他。
It says all who fear the Lord praise him.
还有这时候在下面就说雅各的后裔。啊，都要荣耀他。
And all you descendants of Jacob, glorify him.
啊，雅各就是神啊所拣选的啊这些子民。
And Jacob and his descendants are the ones that are chosen by God.
啊，雅各的这些祖孙后代啊啊都要来荣耀神。
And all of his descendants shall glorify him.
啊，在下面就说以色列的后裔啊，雅各后来改名叫以色列，而是说以色列这些百姓啊啊都要来惧怕他。
And it follows by saying, "And fear him, all you offspring of Israel," which is the same as Jacob.
所以我们基督徒啊，有三件我们要做的事情啊。
So、
我们要赞美神。
Three things that a Christian must do. One is to praise God.
我们要荣耀神。
One is to glorify him.
啊，我们要惧怕神，要敬畏神。
One is to fear him.
今天我们安排这个见证会啊。
Today we have arranged for this testimony session.
所谓见证啊，就是信仰的一个传承。
Testimony is the passing on of the faith.
把我们信仰的经验啊，经历啊，啊，告诉我们前面信的人，告诉后面的人。
And we pass on the experiences that we have in our faith to those before us and those after us.
啊，所以来看诗篇七十八篇。
And let's turn to Psalm 78.
诗篇七十八篇啊，第一节以下。
From verse 1.
啊，这里说我的民啊，你要留心听我的训诲，侧耳听我口中的话。
Just give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth.
啊，这个是作诗的亚萨啊，信悔诗这样说。
This is a psalm of Asaph.
啊，第二节说我要开口说比喻。
Verse 2 it says, I will open my mouth in a parable.
我要说出古时的谜语。
I will utter dark sayings of old.
啊，第三节。
Verse 3
是我们所听见所知道的。
Which we have heard and known.
也是我们祖宗告诉我们的。
And our fathers have told us.
啊，你看以色列人哈啊，他们信仰的传承是一代告诉下一代，这样一直传下去。
And so we see that the passing on of the faith of the Israelites was based on.
那今天见证的人也是一样，将他所听见的、所知道的、所体验的。
Based on orally passing on what they have experienced and they have learned. And today,
就先信的人啊，要告诉那些后信的人。
And so the people who first believe passes on what they have, what their experiences are to the next
generation. 我们看第四节哈。
Let's read the next
verse. 我不将这些事向他的祖孙隐瞒。
We will not hide them from their children.
我要将主神美德和他的能力，并他奇妙的作为。述说给后代听
telling to a generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done
啊，我们就是早一点信仰的这些人有体验的人啊，要将我们所知道的神的美德神的能力
and earlier believers will pass on all of God's wonderful works and
啊，并神奇妙的作为
and all of the things that he has done
啊，我们要述说给我们后来信主的人听
we have to tell it to the ones that believe later
好，再看第五节。
Verse 5,
因为他在雅各中立法度，在以色列中受立法， 是吩咐我们祖宗要传给祖孙的。
For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known.
所以以色列人他们的信仰是一代传过一代，代代这样传下去。
Israelites pass on the faith generation by generation.
前面得到主恩典的人要述说主的这些美德跟能力。
Those that have received the grace of God, would pass on orally, what they have received from God.
还有神奇妙的作为。
And all of his wonderful works.
啊，前面领受的人要讲给后面的人啊知道。
And the people who have received these blessings from God will tell it to the next generation so that they may know.
七十八篇的第六节。
And let's also
remember
6.
啊，要生的后代祖孙呢，可以晓得，啊，后面啊来信。信主的人啊，可以晓得前面啊，他们是怎么样的蒙福。
And that the generation to come might know them.
啊，得到神的照顾。
And how they were cared for by God.
哦，他们也要起来告诉他们的祖孙。
And they may arise and declare them to their children.
所以这个信仰的传承就是，好，我知道的，我告诉我的后面的人。
And so the passing on of faith is sharing what we know, what we've learned, to our the next generation.
那他后面的人在告诉比较他们后面的人比较。
And the next generation will pass it on to the next and so forth.
啊，一代的祖孙啊，告诉下一代的祖孙。
And so one generation tells the next generation.
啊，这个第七节就这样说，好叫他们。啊，仰望神。
That they may set their hope in God.
啊，不要忘记神的作为。
And not forget the works of God.
啊，唯要守他的命令。
But keep his commandments.
哦，这个蒙恩见证啊，让我们知道我们要依靠神呐，啊，要仰望神。
And so the testimony session will remind us that we should set our hope in God and not forget his works.
啊，不要忘记神的作为。
To not to forget his works.
啊，要我们来坚守他的命令。
So that we can continue to keep his commandments.
好，所以这个见证会啊，啊，我们现在要来述说啊，啊，神给我们的恩惠跟我们的慈爱。
And so during this testimony session, the testifier will talk about the grace and the love that he has received from God.
啊，是见证人啊，他信仰的一个体验，一个经验。
It is the experience that the testifier has felt in his faith.
啊，先信的人啊，告诉那些后面信的人，让他们知道。
Those who have believed earlier can pass on what they have learned, what they have believed,
啊，就是要来
to those that believe later.
荣耀神。
All for the glory of God.
啊，来造就我们的信德。
And to edify us.
那我们教会安排的今天啊，就是叶仁志弟兄。
And today the church has assigned arranged for Brother Danny Ye to testify.
啊，虽然他信主也没有很长的时间。
And although he has not believed for a long time.
但是在信仰的事上啊，啊，都是亲身所体验的事情。
But these are all of his experiences that he went through throughout his faith.
我们就来听听他怎么样来述说神的作为、神的美德，还有神的能力。
And so let us listen to what he has to say about what he has experienced with God's works, God's strength, and God's wonderful deeds.
好，这个时间就请叶弟兄来做见证。
We invite Brother Ye to come testify.
奉主耶稣基督圣名在这里做见证。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I testify here.
感谢主让我有再一次的机会站在这里来见证他在我身上一切的作为。
Thank the Lord, I have this opportunity to be here today to testify all the wonderful works that God has done in my life.
其实每次在我想到就是被我当我被通知要做见证的时候
，Actually, when I was notified to bear witness,
总是要去回想以前。所做的一切经过。
I often had to look back at the things I've done before.
那当这些回想的时候，就像我下的一个题目一样，就像一个钉痕。
And when I think back on these things, it kind of relates to this topic that I put up, which is like a nail piercing.
每一件事情总是在我的生命里面留下了一些痕迹。
And so there are some scars that are left over from this piercing.
所以在我还没开始见证以前，我先把我今天大概要讲的我的一个领受，借着这一个钉痕手这一条诗歌，跟大家做一个分享。
And so I arranged my testimony along with this song called Nail Pierced Hands to explain the things that I have, the Lord has done for me.
这首诗歌它是这么讲,
this song goes like this.
每到这个时候,
so every time in this moment,
想起当年的事情,
I reminisce on the past.
好像一个钉痕,
it's like a nail-pierced scar
在生命里面,
in my life.
叫我没有办法去忘记,
and it reminds me not to forget.
无法忘记你,
not to forget you.
在我生命中留下的印记,
and the mark that you have left in my life.
钉痕手医治我,
your nail-pierced hands healed me.
抚平最深的伤痛,
heal me of my deepest griefs and pain.
钉痕手安慰我,
your nail-pierced hands comforted me.
不再害怕, 不再忧,
so that I have no more fears and no more sorrow.
钉痕手释放我,
your nail-pierced hands freed me.
脱离黑暗入光明,
freed me from that darkness and into the light.
钉痕手, 每一天扶持我,
and your nail-pierced hands upholds me every day.
其实刚才长老说, 我信主不久, 这真的要从什么时候来算起?
And the elder mentioned earlier that I did not believe in Christ for a long time, but where should I begin?
我归入真教会不久, 大概2004年,
yes, I entered the true church not long ago in 2004.
但是我是生长在一个第三代的基督徒家庭,
but I was born to a third generation Christian family.
我的祖父是长老教会的长老,
my grandfather was an elder in a Presbyterian church.
我的母亲是长老教会的,
and my mother was a deacon, deaconess in the Presbyterian Church.
一直到去年刚退下来,
until last year when she resigned.
所以我小时候就是在教会的主日学,
聚会. And so ever since I was young, I observed the service in the Sunday schools.
可能没有像, 我们宗教教育, 这些学, 学员那么的, 学习,
and perhaps it was a little different from what the students in the RE classes learn these days.
所以在我成长的阶段, 我对神的话语真的知道得很有限,
and so my knowledge of God during my youth was very limited.
唯一经常被提及的, 就一件事情,
and the only thing that I really recall is one thing that I was reminded of was one thing.
这不止我会常常想到,我父母也常常拿这件事情来谈。
And not only do I think of it but a lot, but my parents also often bring it up.
我从小就懂得十一奉献。
I knew how to tithe when I was young.
当我从父母亲身上拿到了今天要奉献的钱,
and when I received the money from my parents for tithing,
我记得每次是10块。
I remember they gave me about $10.
我就会留下9块,
and so I would keep 9,
拿去租漫画书,
and I would check out comic books,
把1块奉献给神,
and then I would donate $1 to God.
这个是一直到有一次, 可能我的单纯,
and perhaps because of my naivety,
我拿到了10块的整张钞票,
I received a $10 bill,
直接给宗教教育的老师,
and I gave it directly to the RE teacher.
我说你可不可以找我9块?
And I asked her or him, can you refund me $9?
因为我准备奉献一块,
because I'm prepared to donate $1.
那这件事情就让我父母察觉了,
and so this kind of thing concerned my parents a little bit.
这就是我从小, 在教会里面的生活所学习到的,
and so this is one of the lessons that I learned back in my childhood when I was going through the church there.
很快的我进入了青少年的阶段,
and quickly I entered into adolescence.
当我在回想青少年这个阶段的时候, 这也是, 生命当中最痛苦的时候,
and when I think about my past when I was a teenager, it was also some of the most painful times.
我有一个儿子一个女儿,
When I think about when I was younger, these were painful times. I had a son and a daughter.
我儿子 Jackie 现在是13岁.
My son Jackie is now 13.
所以很自然我会去做一个比较.
And so naturally, I would compare myself to my son when I was his age.
当我13岁的时候，我在干什么？
What was I doing when I was 13?
我第一个想到的是，十三岁，既然我就会抽烟了。
The first thing that came to mind was that I started smoking at 13.
而且这个抽烟不是好奇。
And it wasn't out of curiosity.
已经是有瘾头了。
I was already addicted.
所以是经常性的。
And so it was a habitual smoking.
那慢慢的经过年龄的增长。
And gradually, as I grew older,
越做的事情就越多。
I started to do more and more things.
我也学会了打架。
I knew how to fight.
我也接触过所谓的强力胶。
And I also got exposed to hallucinogens.
甚至在读书的阶段，我就曾经因为伤害被学校留校察看。留校查看。
And I was put on probation because of my bad behavior when I was in school.
那到了大概十八九岁的时候
，until I was about 18 or 19,
我就已经跟人家成群结党。
I already got into a lot of fights.
所以，我身上生命当中不只有钉痕。
And so in my life, there's not only nail pierced scars.
更有五分之一的纹身。
But I also had a 25% tattoo on my body.
或许那么多熟悉我的弟兄姐妹，当听到这个的时候，会有一点惊讶。
And so for the brothers and sisters that know me well, or know me, they might be surprised to hear that.
因为你们居然跟一个全身那么多纹身的人坐在一起。
Because you have been sitting next to a person with that had so much tattoo on his body.
我今天在主的面前就是完全的敞开。
And today, in front of the Lord, I just expose myself. I open myself up.
唯有这样子，我才能够将主在我身上所行的一切。
And only in this way can I share with all the grace that the Lord has given me in my life.
清楚地讲出来。
And I can detailedly explain it.
那当然，经过了那么长的时间，我已经完全的离开主了。
And after so many years, I have left God.
我小时候虽然我曾经受过所谓的献殷礼，是长老教会的一种仪式，就是把新生的婴孩献给神。
And then when I was younger, in the Presbyterian Church, I was ritually kind of ceremonially a sacrifice to God.
而且我也不论在主日学或者是在星期天的聚会当中听到很多神的道理。
And whether it was in Sunday school or in the Sunday services, I had learned a lot about God.
但这并没有办法让我在生活当中有一个正确的作为。
But it still did not lead me to a life that is that to a better and righteous life.
所以在我经过那么长的时间离开了神。
And so after so many years away from God,
在一个很偶然的机会，我收到一个布道会的邀请函。
At a very spontaneous occasion, I received an invitation to attend an evangelical service.
我来到了真教会。
And so I entered into the true church.
我记得我刚来的时候，第一次，第一天来刚好是布道会的最后一天。
I remember the first night that I came was the last evening of the evangelical service.
说坦白的话，我心里并不是很好的感觉。
And frankly, speaking, I didn't feel very comfortable in the beginning.
不是在于祷告方面，而是在当我走进爱餐那一刹那的感受。
And it wasn't due to the prayer, but rather when I first walked into the fellowship hall.
可是有一件事情让我就是记在心里面的是，每半年有一次布道会。
But one thing that I remembered in my heart was that every twice a year there would be a spiritual convocation in evangelical services.
所以在经过半年以后，心里面突然有一个声音。
And so half a year later, suddenly a voice spoke to me within me.
再一次的布道会即将来临。
They told me that this evangelical service is approaching once again.
所以我在每一个, 星期六早上, 有一个月的时间就来跟大家一起聚会。
And so there was a time when I came to the Sabbath service every week for a month.
在这段期间我并没有跟太多人有 交谈。
And during this time, I didn't really talk to a lot of people.
我只是亲身的去领受 聚会时所听到的讯息。
But rather, I tried to personally experience and receive all of the teachings during the sermons.
也查考圣经。
And also studied the Bible.
最大的感受真的是从神而来。
But the greatest experience came from the Lord.
当我静下心坐在那里去聆听神的话语的时候,
When I quieted myself down and sat there and listened to the words of God,
我有很长的一个时间, 我从诗歌里面, 从讲道, 从翻译, 在这些弟兄姐妹, 他们的身上, 我能够感受到神的同在。
And from a period of time, I felt deeply the abidance of God in the hymns that we sang, in the sermons that were given, in the interpretation, and all the brothers and sisters that did that work for the Lord.
所以我几乎是每一次泪流满面的在那里聚会。
And so during that period, every service I was filled with tears.
这也是我为什么不跟别人有任何交谈。
And this is also one of the reasons why I didn't want to talk to other people.
因为我不想让别人看到我那种糗样子。
Because I didn't want them to see me in that state.
所以很快的到了布道会。
And so when the evangelical service approached,
我记得布道会是 黄传道他所主持。
I remember that particular evangelical service was conducted by Preacher Huang.
所以我很留心的听每一句话。
And so I carefully listened to everything that was said.
也非常小心的去查考圣经里面所讲。
And I diligently studied in the Bible what he referenced.
当我领受到这一切都是从圣经而来。
And when I personally felt that all the sermons spoken came directly from the Bible,
神的话是那么的信实的时候,
that the Word of God is so faithful,
我记得在最后一天的最后一个时刻,
and I remember on the last moment,
我走向, 黄传道,
I walked towards Pastor Huang.
我就直接告诉他我要受洗。
And I frankly told him I wanted to be baptized.
因为我知道我要把自己放在恩典之下。
Because I knew I wanted to put myself under God's grace.
感谢主。
Thank God.
当我这么做的时候, 让我深深真的体会到, 我的生命改变了。
And when I went through this, I deeply felt that my life was transformed.
当晚当陈传道跟我讲了一些信徒所应当遵守的事情。
And that night, Pastor Chen explained to me some of the some of the things that the new believer should observe.
我拿回那本信徒手册回去再看一次。
And I took home the new believer's handbook and reviewed it again.
当我在看的时候，我看到一句话：“你不可以抽烟。”
And when I was reading through it, I saw one word in there, a phrase in there that says, you should not smoke.
当下我没有经过任何戒烟或者是心情的转换。
And at that time, I didn't quit smoking.
就是香烟就远离了我。
And at that time, I departed far away from any cigarettes.
那时候我家还有十几条的香烟。
At home, during that period, I still had about 10 cigarettes.
因为我觉得这已经不再属于我。
But I felt that these no longer are part of me.
我所经历的不只是一些不好的习惯。
And what I've experienced before, not only these bad habits.
当我记得我第一次跪下来祷告的时候,
I remember when I first knelt down to pray.
我的脚跟受着骨刺的困扰。
My foot was bothered. by some pain.
我没有开口向神恳求,
and I did not cry out to God.
因为我也不知道怎么求,
because I didn't know how to pray to him.
可是在那之后, 我发觉我就这样被医治了。
But it was at that time that I realized that I was healed.
其实这一些我在之前的见证都已经讲过。
And I've shared these things in my previous testimonies.
今天要讲的是神在我们生命里面不断地继续地有着他的作为。
But today I want to share with you that God continues to do his marvelous works in our lives.
我记得在前几个月, 我的脚有一点类似风湿的症状。
I remember a couple of months ago, my foot was experiencing some pain.
那困扰着我，让我晚上几乎要有固定在两点或三点钟的时候会醒来，痛到醒来。
And so this pain was very severe that around 2 or 3 in the morning, I would wake up from my sleep.
或者是抽筋醒来。
Or I would wake up due to cramps.
感谢主，在我向他 祷告了之后, 我这一个疼痛就这么样的离我远去。
But thank God, when I after I woke up, I prayed to him, he subsided the pain.
我所经历的真的是太多。
I experienced a lot.
所以当我在见证的时候, 我要准备, 我真的不知道从哪里开始准备。
And so when I was preparing for the testimony, I didn't really know where to begin.
所以我想接续我之前曾经见证过的。 我有糖尿病跟高血压的毛病。
And so I'd like to share what I testified before, that I have a diabetes and a high blood pressure before.
这已经很多年了。
And this has gone on for a number of years.
那我糖尿病刚犯的时候, 在1年的期间, 我的牙齿掉了7颗还是8颗, 我忘了。
And during the time that I had diabetes, within a year, 7 to 8 of my teeth fell out.
而我父亲是牙医师,
and my father is a dentist.
虽然他在台湾,
and so even though he was in Taiwan,
在这里我也有专属的牙医师,
and I have my own dentist here,
就是我的叔叔,
which is my uncle.
可是他们没有办法帮助我任何事情,
but he wasn't able to help me.
他没有办法帮助我停止牙齿的掉落。
He wasn't able to prevent my teeth from falling out.
所以我记得我第一次为这个见证的时候。
And so I remember when I first testified about this.
我说感谢主。
I said, thank God.
让我门牙这一颗牙齿还继续留在那里。
That my front teeth are still intact.
我一直有一个冲动，我想要把我的假牙拿下来，你才知道说我到底在讲什么。
I feel the impulse to take off my fake teeth so you can see what I'm talking about.
不过因为这是在会堂里面一个庄严，所以我还是忍下来了。
But out of respect and reverence for being in the chapel, I shall refrain from doing so.
如果你不能够明了我所讲的，你举个手，我。 能够把我的假牙拿下来。
And if you don't quite understand what I'm talking about when I said all my teeth fell out, then you can raise your hand and I'll show you later my teeth.
当我做完这个见证的时候, 就是这是2年前的见证。
And so after this is a testimony I gave 2 years ago.
我每年继续一颗掉。
And every year following that, I lost one tooth.
不过我还是感谢主,
but I still thank the Lord.
因为主要的门牙这一颗还没有掉,
because my main teeth in the front did not fall out yet.
掉的是后面的,
only the ones in the back fell off.
这门牙这一颗牙齿有那么重要吗?
And it's the front teeth that's important.
确实真的很重要,
it really is.
因为这一颗牙齿掉了, 我整个假牙要重做。
Because if this tooth or these teeth fall out in the front, I would have to redo my dentures.
因为如果这一颗牙齿掉的话, 会影响到我吃东西。
Because if these teeth fall out, it will affect my eating.
所以当我们每天能够正常的吃东西, 那真的是多感谢主的事情。
And so we have to thank God really that we're able to even eat every day.
我到现在还可以吃牛排。
And I can still eat a steak today.
就凭着我那一颗 还留下来的门牙。
But only relying upon that one front tooth that I still have.
这是我对牙齿的见证。
This is my testimony regarding my teeth.
我没有看到任何人举手，所以我也不拿下来了。
I haven't seen anyone raise their hands, so I won't take off my false teeth.
应该是去年，我有在一次感恩的见证当中。
And I think it was last year during the testimony I was giving.
我将我的感谢归给神。
That I gave all my thanks to God.
是关于我从每天要吃14颗药，一直减到8颗。
And it was due to the fact that I had to take 14 pills every day, and it was reduced down to 8.
过了这个见证以后，我到今年，医生跟我讲说，我必须要再增加两颗。
And after the testimony, this year my doctor told me that I needed to increase by 2 pills.
那这两颗里面有一颗是利尿剂。有一颗药会影响到我的睡眠。
And there was a one of these 2 pills will affect my sleep.
每一个小时我都要去上厕所。
And every hour I needed to use the restroom.
所以对我蛮困扰的。
So it's pretty uncomfortable for me.
我要讲这个见证是我在上个月得知到我父亲心律不整的事情。
And the testimony I want to share with you is that about the news of my father having some heart problems.
所以我安排了要回台湾一趟。
And so I've arranged to go back to Taiwan.
我希望能够在他们能够陪伴他去做更进一步的检查，甚至能够在他手术的期间能在他身边陪伴着他。
And I hope to go to Taiwan to be by my father while he undergoes further examination. And if he has to go through surgery, I want to be there for him.
在我还没有回去之前，我为这件事情一直祷告。
And so before I went back to Taiwan, I kept praying for this matter.
我有三个礼拜的假期。
I had 3 weeks of vacation.
可是当我回到台湾之后
When I returned back to Taiwan,
我才知道我们真的能做的很有限。
I realized that there's very limited things that I could have done.
我甚至要就他的病情跟他有进一步的交谈。
And I tried talking to my father.
他都不愿意。
And he was unwilling.
他不愿意把他心里面所想的他的感受把这样的重担交给儿子。
Because he didn't want to pass on this burden, this pain that he was feeling inside onto me.
看着时间一天一天的过，我们真的是也不知道能够做什么。
And so as the days went on, I truly felt that I was powerless to help out in any way.
我知道在花莲，我是住在花莲，有一个灵恩布道会，刚好在我要离开那一个礼拜开始。
But I knew of since I lived in the city of Hualien in Taiwan, I knew of a spiritual convocation that was taking place that week before I left.
它是从礼拜二开始。
It started on a Tuesday night.
所以我心里面就有一个想法。
And so in my heart, I felt.
既然没有办法按照我们人的意念。我们就到神的面前来祷告。
I felt that since I cannot rely on the human ways, I might as well go and pray to God.
所以我当下做了一个决定，礼拜二，我是礼拜五要回来美国。
And so at the time, I was scheduled to come back to the States on a Friday.
所以我礼拜二、礼拜三、礼拜四，我可以去参加布道会。
And so I made the decision to attend the evangelical services from Tuesday to Thursday, Friday.
所以我就决定禁食祷告。
And so I decided to fast and pray.
我带着我儿子去，我也没有告诉他我打算禁食祷告。
And I brought my son along, and I didn't tell him that I was going to fast.
我唯一跟我母亲讲说，你就不用帮我准备晚餐。
I only told my mother not to prepare my dinner for me.
真的，神的信实是超乎我们所求所想。
Truly, the faithfulness of God surpasses all of our understanding.
当我第一天到台前去祷告的时候
，The first night when I went up to pray,
这里有一点我必须要去补充的。
And there's a little bit I need to supplement here.
在那个布道会 当最后传道要求出来祷告，他是要求，他是这么讲，要求圣灵的，或者是已经是受洗的，还没有得圣灵的，请到前面来。
And the pastor says that those who are praying for the who have been baptized but that have not yet received the Holy Spirit, they please come forward to pray.
And 特别是慕道朋友，请你们到前面一起来体验圣灵。
And especially the people, the truth seekers, if you want to experience God, come to the front to pray.
但因为我心里面有很重的负担，我也不管他是怎么讲的。
And because I had such burden in my heart, I didn't care what his criteria was.
我就跪在第一排第一个。
And so I went up to the very front row to pray.
在还没开始祷告的时候，突然一群小朋友把我围住。
And so before the prayer began, I saw myself surrounded by many little children.
在那个祷告会以后，我儿子告诉我，你可不可以到角落一点
？And after that prayer, my son asked me, "Could you go into more towards the corner?"
神的作为就在这当下开始了。
And God started working from this moment.
隔天早上，一个我爸爸的医师朋友。
And the next morning, my father's friend, who was a doctor,
他太太来家里面访问他。
His wife came to visit my father.
就开始谈及他的病情。
And they started talking about his condition.
在交谈当中，我就这么样知道说我父亲的心意。
And during the talks, I came to understand what my father was going through.
这是前两个礼拜当中我尝试着那么多次完全没有办法去达到的。
And this was something that I was unable to get out of him in the previous 2 weeks I tried talking to him.
第二天我继续去祷告。
And so next day I continue to pray for him.
当天晚上，我姑姑从芝加哥打电话回去。
And that night, my aunt from Chicago called back home.
也是跟他谈这件事情。
And she also talked to him about that matter.
神真的那么奇妙，他借着不同的人、不同的方式来改变他的心意。
And God is so wonderful in that He arranged for different people using different methods.To change his heart.
到了第三天更奇妙。
And it was even more wondrous the third night.
那天的讯息里面传道有讲到一个见证。
And in that message, the preacher shared a testimony.
题目是神赐圣灵。
The topic was God blesses us with the Holy Spirit.
这个见证是有一位传道。他在信主之前深受一些病痛的困扰。
And this testimony concerned a preacher with before he came to believe, he had endured many physical afflictions.
当他来到教会求告神的时候，他得到圣灵。
And when he came to the church to cry to the Lord, he received the Holy Spirit.
那带领他的传道就告诉他说。你既然有圣灵，说不定你可以把你所服用的药物就这么放下。
And the preacher told him that now that you have the Holy Spirit, perhaps you can stop using the medication that you've been taking.
完完全全的依靠神。
And to rely solely on God alone.
这段话似乎放在我的心里面。
And I still remember these words.
所以当我在祷告的时候。我还是一样到前面，不过我是到最角落钢琴的旁边。
And so when I prayed, I still came up to the front, but then I kind of went off to the corner by the piano.
快祷告结束的时候，赖大成传道。
And right before the prayer ended, a preacher Lai over there
到我的耳边跟我讲一句 "Amen, 你得圣灵了。
He came and whispered in my ear, saying, "Amen, you have received the Holy Spirit."
我马上张开眼睛。
And I immediately opened up my eyes.
他大概看我的脸色很奇怪，他说：“你有没有得过圣灵？”
And he probably felt my countenance was a little off, and he asked me, "Have you received the Holy Spirit before?"
我说有。
And I said yes.
那为什么我去说这个见证呢？
So why did I share this testimony?
因为这似乎提醒我，我有圣灵，那我可以把这些药都放下来了。
Because this reminds me that I have the Holy Spirit, and I can put away these medications as well.
我可以向那个传道把他 这些药物全部放下来。
I can be like that pastor that they shared in their other testimony and lay down the medicines I've been taking.
完全依靠神。
And to rely solely on God alone.
所以从那一个时刻开始。
So from that moment on,
我就不吃药。
I stopped taking the medication.
结果呢？
So what happened?
我回到美国第一个礼拜。
The first week after I returned to the States.
我发觉我的高血压。让我的头快爆掉。
My blood pressure was so high that it was almost unbearable.
我觉得大概是我想太多了。
I thought perhaps I was thinking too much.
所以我还是继续的服药。
And so I continued to take the medicine.
神有神的方法。
God has his ways.
他所拿掉的是我不用每个小时上厕所。
What he took away from me was that I no longer had to use the restroom every hour.
我可以一觉到天亮。
And I could sleep until the next morning.
他已经给我那么好的医生。
He already gave me such a great physician.
开那么好的药给我。
To prescribe such good medicine for me.
我还有何求呢？
And so what more should I ask for?
所以在我信主当中，我所经历的是每天在进行。
And so, through my faith, I experienced many things in my life.
我最后要跟各位分享的是有关于工作。
And the last thing I want to share with you all is concerning my job.
去年，我的感恩见证是这么讲的。
Last year, when I was testified, I said something like this.
我说感谢主，让我在这一段时间。这一个工作是我这一辈子里面最长的。
I said, thank God that he allowed me to have this work, this job, which is, I felt was the worst one in my whole life.
让我的生活非常稳定。
最惨的。
最长。最长。最长。
最长。最长。It was the longest job that I had throughout my career, and I was able to have a stable life.
所以我能够因为这样稳定的工作、稳定的生活，常常到神的面前。
And so, because of this stable job, I was able to come to church and come closer, draw nearer to God, every week, every day.
进到2010年，当我第一天回到公司的时候
，and on 2010, when I the first day I went back to my office,
17个人被 lay off。
There were 17 people that got laid off.
我是当中一个。
And I was one of them.
虽然在这之前已经有四次的 layoff.
And even though there were four rounds of layoffs before this.
甚至在我接到通知的时候。
And even when I received my notice.
我心里面是充满着平安。
I was still filled with peace inside.
我能吃能睡。
I was able to eat, I was able to sleep fine.
我唯一做的是每天去寻求神。
But the only thing I did was that I sought after God even more.
所有的聚会我都参加。
I attended all the services.
到了第四天，我参加教会的星期四的固定聚会早上。
On the fourth day, I started attending the Thursday morning fellowships.
当我出现的时候，弟兄姐妹可能会蛮惊讶的。
And when I first showed up, I think the brothers and sisters may have been quite surprised.
你不用工作吗？
Don't you have to go to work?
我就讲我的遭遇。
And I told them about my situation.
我心里面那个平安是无可言喻的。
And that peace that I felt inside is unexplainable in words.
就在聚会的当中，我太太打电话来。
And so during that Thursday fellowship service, my wife called me.
公司打电话叫你回去。
She said that the office called and want you back.
神自然有他的安排。
God has his own arrangement.
虽然我是以临时雇员的方式回去。
And also, even though I came back in a temp position.
但一直到现在，我能够感受到神有他的美意。
But even until now, I can feel God's good intentions.
就是因为这样的临时雇员，我能够安排回去探访我父亲这个时间。
And because I was a temp worker, I was able to schedule some time to go back to Taiwan to visit my father.
我也清楚知道，当我离开了工作岗位的时候，我不能够再度的回去。
And I also realized that after I left my position at work, I could no longer return to it.
不一定能够,
that I may not be able to return
所以,
back to it.
我将一切交托给神,
and so I entrusted everything to the Lord.
因为在这么多的经过, 我能够感受到主的道路是最美好,
because throughout all my experiences, I still can feel deeply that the Lord's way is the best way.
所以我继续将我前面的道路仰望在神的手上。
And so I still entrust the path ahead into the hands of God.
求主继续带领。
And I ask the Lord to continue to guide me.
也深愿我的见证能够到达弟兄姐妹的心里。
And I hope that my testimony and my own experiences can also be felt by you.
也能够让弟兄姐妹亲自 And
that the brothers and sisters can also feel the peace within the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Brother Ye, for his wonderful testimony.
我们每个人在信仰上啊，或是每天的 所遇的这个事情啊, 一生所经历的这个事故啊, 应当有很多了。
Now, all of us in our walk of faith have gone through many different experiences.
就像一个人的成长都要经过生老病死这样的一个历程。
Just like the growing process, you have to be the process of being born, aging, becoming ill, and finally.
从幼年。 婴孩期、幼年期、少年期、青少年期，以至于成年。
From infancy to adolescence to adulthood.
所经历的事情啊，就是这个很多。
We have experienced many things.
就像那个海里面啊，我们都有风浪。
Just like the waves in the sea.
有人是经历是 大起大落啊，大风大浪。
Some people experience very turbulent waves.
但是这个风浪总是不平息的，都是永远就是存在。
But the waves continue to toss back and forth and never settles down.
那我们人呐，就像一只啊，在大海里面的一个小舟一样，就是小船。
And but we are like a small sailboat in the middle of the vast ocean.
多多少少会受到冲击啊。
We will encounter more or less these turbulences.
那我们从叶弟兄所接受到的那些呀，很多这样事故。
And so we've also experienced heard a lot of Brother Ye's own experiences.
其实我们每个人都有很多的不好的习惯。
Actually, all of us have very bad habits.
你看他从小就会抽烟了。
You see that Brother Ye testified that he started smoking at a very young age.
而且有很多的这个疾病，还有很多的病。
And he had a lot of ailments.
感谢主啊，我年纪比他大。
Even though I'm older than him.
毛病没有那么多了。
But my physical health is still okay.
他讲的糖尿病，我没有糖尿病，高血压我有。
He mentioned that he had diabetes and high blood pressure. I don't have diabetes, but I also have high blood pressure.
还有说他这个利尿剂一吃了，一天一个小时要去厕所要去一次。
And he also mentioned that the medicine that he took, that he needed to go to the restroom every hour.
那感谢神了，我还是睡得很好。
But thank God, I'm still sleeping. I'm still sleeping fine.
他有骨刺，但是我有痛风。
He has pain in his foot, and I have
痛风就是尿酸结晶，尿酸。
Gout.
不过他是很多的这些病痛啊，都是借着祷告啊，他也没有求什么，神医治他。
But all of his ailments, he entrusted unto God to help him.
因为他有圣灵哦。 圣灵的帮助。
And because he has help and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
他甚至他有这种信心说，有了圣灵以后，药都不用吃了。
And he had the faith that where he felt that with the Holy Spirit, he no longer had to take medication.
啊，但是我们身体还是没有办法哈、哦、来负担。
But our bodies are still unable to sustain that kind of.
不吃药以后，头差一点爆掉。
And that after he abstained from taking medicine, his high blood pressure came back.
就是我们吃药啊啊，人身体有病啊，吃药没有算错了。
And if we are physically ailing, it is not a bad thing to take medicine.
啊，因为万物都是神所创造的、预备的。
Because all things are created and prepared for by God.
啊，所以只要说我们。有那个心哈、哦，要依靠神啊，神知道。
But we need to have that heart to rely on God, and He'll understand.
所以说说祷告啊，你不用求什么，神都知道啊，神会帮助你。
And even in our prayers, we don't really need to pray for a particular thing, but God already knows, and He will help.
啊，罗马书第八章二十八节不是说那个鉴察人心的啊，知道圣灵的意思。
And in Romans 8:28, it says that the one that examines.The one that examines the heart knows all things.
而且圣灵啊啊会替我们来代求。
And our Holy Spirit will utter groanings for us.
我们人有很多的这个病患。
And a lot of us have different physical ailments.
而且我们忧愁的还很多，他还担心他父亲。
And we also have a lot of sorrows in our life, just like Brother Ye,
啊，感谢神
worried about his father.
有孝顺的人啊，啊，神会祝福了。
But thank the Lord, thank God that God is will bless those who are obedient to Him.
啊，圣经不是应许这样说吗？啊，你要孝敬父母。
Or God will bless those who are obedient, just like the
Bible says. 让你得福，而且你要长寿。
That we must obey our parents so that we will be blessed and live a long life.
啊，所以。我们被儿女啊来啊孝敬哈、哦，来孝顺呐、啊，我们感觉到我们这些儿女啊啊会得到神祝福。
And so when we are when our children obey us, we will be comforted knowing that they will be blessed by the Lord.
啊，所以我们也要做一个啊这个孝顺的儿女。
And so we must also be obedient children.
总之啊啊对他。见证啊啊，他有讲到说，他每天啊啊，他要寻求神。
And in his testimony, Brother Ye mentioned that every day he sought after the Lord.
啊，因为他有信靠神的心哦。
And because he had a heart, a deep faith towards God.
啊，所以他甚至没有工作啊，都还感到很平安。
So even though he didn't have a job, he still felt a peace in his heart.
啊，后来。又找回工作了。
And later on, he regained his job.
其实现在经济啊很不景气啊啊，大家都很担心。
So now we're still in tough economic times, and people are worried about their jobs.
啊，人有很多的害怕。
And people have many fears.
啊，害怕什么
？What do they fear?
害怕生病了。
They fear getting sick.
刚才讲我们人都有很多的疾病。
He mentioned earlier that a lot of we all get we all have different physical
ailments. 我们害怕伤亡。有受伤、死亡的事情。
We fear of being hurt physically and dying.
啊，我们害怕我们的经济不好。
We fear of being in a poor financial situation.
啊，现在你看加州政府啊，都要换那些无薪假，没有经费了。
And we see that now in the state of California, people have to take furlough days off.
或是你被辞职了。
Or if you get laid off,
没有工作了
you don't have a job anymore.
你要养家怎么办
How are you going to sustain?
你要生活怎么办
And how are you able to make a living?
啊，人还害怕死亡
And people also fear death.
啊，现在台湾发生那个左三的事件哈、哦，那是被活埋那个汽车啊啊，刚好被那个土石流埋葬。
In Taiwan, there's a recent incident where there was a landslide. In one portion of the country, and some cars were buried inside.
大概四部车了，死了五个人。
There were about four cars are buried in the landslide, and five people passed away.
啊，人都想不到，在高速公路里面行走啊，忽然那个 左山啊，那个土石流把那个汽车都埋掉了。
No one could have ever imagined that just by driving on the freeway, they would come to their death by a landslide.
啊，谁想得到？
Who would have thought imagined that?
哦，你看这个都是世上所发生的事情。
So these are the things that continually happen in this world.
啊，我们很感谢神哦，我们不在当中了。
And we thank the Lord that it didn't come upon us.
但是我们感受到说，人的生命啊，实在是没有保障。
But we come to understand that there is no true guarantee of our own lives.
啊，要发生什么事情啊，没有人知道。
Whatever happens, no one can plan or expect it.
所以圣经常常讲说，灾祸临到啊，是人意想不到的。
And so the Bible mentions that when the trouble or woe comes, it is something that cannot be expected.
啊，感谢神啊！那我们今天都还很平安。
So thank the Lord that we are still living in peace and peacefully today.
啊，凡事在乎神。
That all things are in the hands of God.
神还存留我们的遗命哈，我们的生命。
God has still preserved our lives.
啊，应当都是神给我们的时间。
And this is the time, the opportunity, the window that God has given us.
所以我们常常说要把握这个机会，要把握我们的这个时间。
And so we often remind ourselves saying that we need to take grasp this opportunity.
啊，趁着神可以寻找的时候，我们还可以相信神的时候，我们就赶快来接受。
And seek and receive God while he can still be sought after.
还有他今天啊，特别有讲到说，我们人在神的面前啊，都是敞开的，赤裸的。
And he also, Brother Ye also mentioned his testimony that before God, we are all naked and we lay open everything for him to see.
啊，我们来看这个经节哈，那是在希伯来书第四章的十三节。
Well, let's turn to Hebrews 4, verse 13.
请看希伯来书第四章。啊，第十三节。
Hebrews 4, verse 13.
并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的。原来万物在那与我们有关的主眼前都是赤裸敞开的。
And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account.
啊，所以我们在神面前没有什么隐私啦，啊，可以有什么隐秘的事情，神都知道。
And so before God, there's really nothing that we can hide. God knows everything.
啊，不但我们人啊，所有被造的在他的面前呢，都是赤裸敞开的。
And not only humans, but all of his creation is not hidden but open to him.
啊，神啊，什么事情啊，都很清楚，
God
都很知道。
God knows everything that happens.
那今天啊，我们要来做一个结论呢。
And so I shall make my conclusion here.
叶弟兄借着祷告啊，他讲了一句话。
Through prayer, Brother Ye said this.
他说他借着祷告啊，他所得到的是超过他所想。所求的。
He shared in his testimony that in his prayer, what he had received was more than what he had asked for.
啊，这个在以弗所书啊，第三章第二十节这样说。
We can reference this in Ephesians 3, verse 20.
啊，神能照着应行我们心里的大力啊，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
This is now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask for or think.
啊，就是神借的圣灵呢，啊，就是神的能力啊，可以充充足足的成就超过一切我们所求所想的。
Now God through the Holy Spirit is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask.
所以一个人啊，寻求神呐，啊，信靠神。
And so a person who seeks after God and believes in Him.
有进食祷告那种心祈求神
has a heart to fast and pray
啊，他参加那个花莲教会的啊灵恩会啊，那些祷告进食祷告。
Yeah, when he attended the spiritual convocation in Hualien, he fasted and prayed.
啊，神啊就开始动工啊，帮助他了。
And God began to work and help him.
啊，这是他信仰的体验。
These are some of the experiences he has from his faith.
啊，但愿他的信心啊，也来帮助我们。
May his faith also be of help in our own faith.
我们赞美诗常常说，哈，我们的主耶稣啊，非常 The
hymns that we sing often mention the Lord being full of love and mercy.
他说别人蒙过神的恩典, 那我们也会得到神的恩典。
Other people, we can receive blessings through others.
因为赞美诗, 264首这样说,
and the hymn 264 says,
不是有一首说, 求主垂怜吗? 他说, 亲爱的救主啊, 请听我祷告。
So, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry.
既有别人蒙主垂听啊, 与使我一沾恩。
While I, on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
所以别人可以得到这样的恩典, 那我们一样可以得到主的恩典。
And so if others can receive grace from the Lord, we too can receive this kind of grace.
但是我们看得到恩典的人, 他怎样付出, 怎样祷告。
And but we see from the people who receive the grace of God, what kind of effort they have put in, what kind of prayer that they have put in.
那我们应当效法他。
And then we must also do likewise.
好,我们今天见证得到这里,明天我们再有一个见证会。
This concludes our testimony session for today.
明天是姊妹要见证,
tomorrow we'll have another one given by a sister.
请明天我们再来听见证。
So tomorrow we'll be able to hear more testimony.
好,现在我们默祷一下,休息一下。
So let's say a silent prayer and take a break.
同心默祷。
Let's pray together.